This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The state of California has become the second state to record 1 million confirmed coronavirus infections. Texas reached the mark earlier this week. Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University showed Thursday that California had surpassed the grim milestone. It comes nearly 10 months after the first cases were confirmed in the country's most populous state. California was the first in the nation to implement a statewide stay-at-home order on its nearly 40 million residents in March. After spiking in the summer, the rate of confirmed COVID-19 cases had declined markedly in the autumn, but now is surging again, like much of the nation. The United States is seeing the strongest surge of the entire coronavirus pandemic, and localities nationwide are taking action. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In Chicago, where the new daily case total has nearly quadrupled over the past month, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging residents to only go out for essentials, and starting Monday will limit social gatherings to 10 people.
You must cancel the normal Thanksgiving plans.
Detroit will suspend in-person classes next month. In Louisiana, a judge has rejected a GOP effort to end Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards' statewide mask mandate and other restrictions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits fell last week to 709,000, a still high level, but the lowest figure since March, and a further sign that the job market might be slowly healing. The improvement will be put at risk by the sharp resurgence in confirmed viral infections. Consumers might turn more cautious about traveling, shopping, dining out, and visiting gyms, barbershops, and retailers. This is VOA News. A new report Thursday from Amnesty International said scores of civilians were killed in the Tigray region of Ethiopia earlier this week. Amnesty's director for East and Southern Africa said in a press release the organization had confirmed the massacre of a very large number of civilians who appear to have been day laborers, in no way involved in the ongoing military offensive. The report said the bodies were found November 9th in the southwestern part of the region. Amnesty said it had not confirmed who was responsible for the killings. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th, when Tigray, the northernmost of Ethiopia's nine regional states, defiantly held a regional election after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed postponed the polls, citing the COVID-19 pandemic. The state and federal officials and election technology companies who run U.S. elections say in the strongest such statement to date that the November 3rd presidential election was the most secure in American history. The statement, emailed to reporters Thursday by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, comes as President Donald Trump continues to insist without foundation that the election was stolen from him. The statement said there is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised. The November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. The statement's authors included the presidents of the National Association of State Election Directors and the National Association of Secretaries of State, who run elections at the state level. As the coronavirus cases rise, hopes are fading for a recovery in the airline industry. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The nation's fourth biggest airline, Southwest, says there was a moderate increase in travel from August through last month, but they see a slowdown in what was hoped to be improving trends this month for Thanksgiving and next month for Christmas. JetBlue is hoping for a turnaround. It will stop blocking seats after the new year. Flights are 70% capacity now. Nicholas Callio with the trade group Airlines for America says because of the recent spike in coronavirus cases, demand is softening, and it's probably not hard to figure out why. He also said airlines are still losing about $180 million a day. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Joe Biden, a lifelong Roman Catholic, spoke to Pope Francis on Thursday. Biden's transition team said in a statement that the president-elect said he hopes to work with Francis on issues such as climate change, poverty, and immigration. You can find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.